I'm John DeSandel.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And John, I recently took my kid to see Skyfall, the new James Bond movie.
Oh.
So I was thinking about why I'm doing this. Why do I care so much that my kid sees a James Bond movie? The life lessons of 007.
Okay.
And this is what I came up with. One, embrace sophistication and refine your tastes. Take pride in your appearance. Do your job to the best of your ability. Appreciate the beauty of women of all races and ethnicities, right? You can agree with that one.
Yes, I do.
Remain loyal to your country. Break the rules whenever necessary. Stay cool in the face of adversity. Respect, but don't fret about death. And if somebody messes with you, beat them over the head with whatever's handy. If that just happens to be a missile-loaded fountain pen, so be it. Furthermore, if you have to kill a villainous madman hell-bent on world domination, take him down gracefully, preferably with a coolly delivered smart-ass remark.
Yeah, and you have it down. But you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Is that's not Sean Connery.
No?
That's really more Daniel Craig. Because what you have described...
That was all based on Sean Connery.
But it is morphed into Daniel Craig, who is far more serious and more caring and more prone to cry. So many of the things you said, of course, are boilerplate Sean Connery. But I thought the complicated character you talked about was the one that has been developed, and especially with Daniel Craig. I still like the irony, the sarcasm of Sean Connery.
But if you look closely at what Craig is doing, it's modeled a lot after the way Connery...
Oh, yes.
You know, there were a lot of times when Connery looked nervous. James Bond was never this character who just didn't care.
Yeah.
He was never a character who was just totally above the fray, where Connery is trying to stop the bomb from going off in Goldfinger. What's beautiful about that character is he's nervous. He's afraid that the bomb is going to go off, but he's not going to move.
Right, yeah,
he's going to stay there and try to figure it out until it goes off.
You're facing down Gert Frobe as Goldfinger.
Yeah, well, you...
What did Bond say? He says to him, "Did you don't expect me to talk, do you?"
"No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die."
This is one cool villain.
And he is nervous, you know.
But I think even Ian Fleming did not have Sean Connery in mind. In fact, he had Cary Grant in mind.
Sure.
This is a Bond in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still working for you.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I'm sitting there and I'm watching this movie and I don't want it to end.
I'm missing Ursula Andress coming out of the ocean.
Right.
With a Bowie knife on her hip. I'm wondering, it's not the same. I can't even tell you who the Bond girl is in this new film, Skyfall.
It seems to have changed. You know, it's the girl that he meets in the casino. I thought the actress, I can't remember her name, was quite lovely and really sort of tapped into a sort of an anxiety and a fear that you have never seen in a Bond girl before.
Yes.
She was deathly afraid of the consequences of her helping Bond.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Her fears proved to be true.
I would be afraid if a blonde Javier Bardem was facing me down.
Yeah. Wow. Great, right?
Talk about wonderful villains, development from Goldfinger into this one, Bardem. Remembering what he did in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Anton Chigurh.
He creates another memorable villain. Walking a tightrope of camp.
Yes, that's the great thing.
But, you know, he doesn't fall off. He walks to the other side.
It's a highly sophisticated film by comparison, with so much that's dramatic and character-oriented in this that I don't believe we've had before, even though you're quite right. Let's not lose sight of the fact that Roger Moore was the silliest of them all, but Sean Connery in the end, even the great actors like Timothy Dalton that we had playing Bond, nobody ever leaps over Sean Connery. No. But
I would like to see Sean Connery, if he was still a young man, I would like to see him in this tonal version of the Bond films.
Yes. And let us not forget, you have a first-rate director in Sam Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
First time that I can remember a director of note, American Beauty, developing character and having intricate plot at the same time and pleasing an audience. This is all kind of a form of genius, but the development that I've really liked as well.
Yeah, I can only hope my son will share James Bond with his kids. Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual holiday film classics, underway now with Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland. Through the Christmas season, enjoy other perennial favorites every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.